A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. Whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him." Judas, not the Iscariot, said to him, "Master, then what happened that you will reveal yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. Yet the word you hear is not mine, but that of the Father who sent me. I have told you this while I am with you. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you everything and remind you of all that I taught you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
Yesterday we focused on how we are called to build our life as living stones on Christ, who is the living cornerstone. Now Jesus teaches us how to do that when he describes himself for us as the way, the truth, and the life, that to build ourselves on him who is the living cornerstone, we must follow him who is the way. We must believe ardently in what he who is the truth teaches, and that we must open ourselves to receive him who is the life within, with hearts full of love. And in today's gospel, Jesus makes that more explicit. First, we need to build our lives on him who is the way by being willing to move and by following him along the way. That's why Jesus says to us very clearly, "Whoever has my commandments and observes them, whoever walks in the way of my commandments is the one who truly loves me." In order to be able to do that, of course, we need to believe that they're true. To believe in Jesus means to believe in what he said. When he gives us the commandments as the path to grow in love, we stake our whole existence on it. That's what it means to plant our stone on top of him who is the cornerstone, so that we might become fully alive and strong in that spiritual edifice of the church, in the Father's heart that he has gone to prepare for us. And then we also need to open ourselves to receive his life. Jesus says specifically, this is the path, that if we with love follow the commandments of love, if we believe in him who is the truth enough to do what he says with the grace of the Holy Spirit that he promised he and the Father would send, then we will experience the fullness of life when, as he describes, we will come to him, the Father and I, and make our dwelling with him. We will experience that fullness of life when God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit come to dwell within us and us in them. This is the whole point of the Christian life, to enter into the communion of love who is the Trinity. And that is the way we experience our true direction. That's the way in which we come to live the truth and come to experience the life Jesus died to give to us. The first reading today, we see the searchers in Lystra. They were hungering for God. They wanted this direction. They wanted to know the truth. They were searching for explanation. They wanted to experience true life. And so when Paul and Barnabas go there and heal this man who had been lame from birth, they started with all those desires to see them focused on Paul and Barnabas. They were given somehow some power, and they thought the Lystrians did that it came from within rather than from without, in order to do things that they never thought were possible. Heal crippled people from birth. Paul spoke and doubtless made their hearts burn in ways that they had not yet experienced. and seemed to be walking with a clarity of purpose that must have been compelling. And so immediately with those searching hearts, they tried to grasp on to Paul and Barnabas and sacrifice to them as if they were the gods they had worshipped before. But Paul and Barnabas show us what we likewise need to do. The people in our day are still searching for God. But a lot of the times they search for him in ways that are more anthropocentric, those that are more acceptable to human categories. And what we need to do is when they see our direction in life and our clear purpose, when they see us oozing with the truth of the Lord by living his commandments not as mere duties, but as the real path to grow in love, because all the law and the prophets hang on this twofold commandment of loving God and loving others. And then when they see us radiating the life of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit within, they will be drawn to us. And if we can learn from Paul and Barnabas how to become not ends in ourselves, but bridges to bring them to the one who is our way, our truth, and our life, it's then that they can begin to follow him as well. You know, Pope Benedict yesterday was saying yet again from the Vatican that the greatest tool in the church's toolbox for proclaiming the gospel is not the word of God itself. It's not the beautiful churches that we have. It's not the unbelievable art that has been done by those who have been inspired by the gospel over the course of the centuries. It's not the beautiful music. The greatest tool in the church's toolbox are always the same. Those who have fully built their life on Christ the cornerstone and thereby show to the whole world the way, the truth, and the life by the way they follow Christ, act on his truth, and share his life. Today, as we come forward to receive the Word incarnate, Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life enfleshed, let us ask him to do in us what he did with Paul and Barnabas.